Sudan has responded angrily to U.S. accusations of genocide. Secretary of State Colin Powell used that word yesterday to describe the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region. He blamed Sudan's government and Arab militias for attacking black Africans. Now, Sudan's foreign minister said the U.S. charges amounted to a Bush administration effort to win the black vote. Now, the use of that word genocide has significant implications, so we've contacted NPR's Jason Beaubien, who was recently in Darfur. And, Jason, what evidence supports the use of that word genocide?
I should mention that I do think that genocide, the use of that term, is something that reasonable people can disagree on, and that the international community as a whole still does not agree on the use of the word genocide for what's going on there. But in my last three visits to that region, it was quite clear that there has been a systematic attempt to move members of the black African tribes out of Darfur. Entire villages burnt to the ground. Almost all of the countryside of Darfur is devoid of people, and all of those people, these black farmers, are now huddled in camps or they've fled across the border into Chad. And you're getting very consistent stories from those people in the camps that they were driven out by Arab militias or soldiers from the Sudanese government, and that their relatives were killed in an attempt to drive black Africans out of Darfur.
So what is the practical effect of the Secretary of State of the U.S. labeling this genocide?
Well, it certainly ratchets up the pressure on the Bush administration itself to act forcefully to intervene if this, in fact, is genocide, and to hold those people who are responsible for it accountable. The government, the Bush administration, is saying that the Sudanese government is responsible for that, and if that's the case, then it seems like the Sudanese government shouldn't be allowed to set the terms of what kind of intervention the international community is going to attempt to put into place there to stop the genocide. And so far, the Sudanese government really has been setting the debate, setting the terms of what the international community is going to do. At first, they blocked humanitarian groups that were trying to come in to feed the people who'd fled into camps. And at the moment, you've got the Sudanese government rejecting international peacekeepers for Darfur, saying that it is the only entity that can provide security in Darfur.
Just to be clear, you said they rejected international peacekeepers. Aren't there already African Union peacekeepers in Sudan?
At the moment, there are 300 African Union troops in Darfur, but they don't have a mandate to actually act as peacekeepers. Their mandate prevents them from trying to intervene and protect civilians. At the moment, they're supposed to be monitoring a ceasefire between the rebels and the government. And it's this type of action by the Sudanese government, saying that they're not going to allow international peacekeepers, which seems like a harder argument to be making if you're the one that's actually carrying out genocide.
Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien. He's reporting today from Johannesburg.